This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think the Blazers screwed up trading Myers Leonard.
Oh, I thought we were talking about them not signing Cam Newton.
The Blazers?
He could have been useful in the bubble.
Yeah, man, I don't know if you're following Myers.
Guys, move on.
Myers is getting some love out on the social media.
He's kind of become like a big deal. Like, he is really blossomed down there, and like, he's doing his video game stream, and like, he's got a huge presence on basically every platform he's on.
It's great.
He's got his own supplement line. He's like selling bars. And
what a shame that, well, look, it's complicated, his tenure here.
Well, look.
But it's a shame we didn't embrace him more.
He certainly did not, look, he wasn't great here, plain and simple. But I always thought that he was unfairly treated. He came in, you knew he was going to be a project player. And I felt like he was a whipping boy. And we've talked to Quick about this a couple different times, that he was a whipping boy even with the coaches. Like, he just, it wasn't the place for him here, and he needed a fresh start. At the same time, let's not act like he's out there killing it in Miami. He's a six.
Well,
point.
No, I think it's more his personality.
Yes.
It's just that in Portland, we were all over him to the point where he talked about it, where he kind of shut down. And yep. Now in Miami, that's a place you can go and flourish.
Well, he's a six.
They love you for who you are.
His last year in Portland, he was a 6-5 guy. He's a 6-5 guy in Miami.
Well, but no, I'm saying like social media.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Here in Portland, No one gave a crap because everyone was too busy yelling and screaming about how he sucked.
Right.
Down in Miami, there's no expectations. He's not a lottery pick. He's not, he's making $10 million. He's just a guy down there, and he's a nice ancillary piece that's kind of grown into a good role player for him. And he's super good looking. He's got a great personality. He's got a hot wife, and he's really good online. Like, he's meant for Miami. He's got the blonde hair now, and he's got a shirt off and a tank
Miami
top.
Is a good place for him.
Yes.
Because it allows him to just be himself. And he's chugging beers now. He's chugging Coors Lights on social media. I guess JJ Redick started that.
Yeah, they were having a contest.
Well, wait, not chugging, shotgunning.
Shotgunning.
That's two different things, as you beer drinkers know.
Yeah.
Now, JJ Redick's is a little weak, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting in his ice bath.
Yeah.
And he was shotgunning a Bud Light, but it took him too long. And I feel like you need to, if you're a beer shotgunner, if you're going to be that guy, you need to finish that in under 4 seconds.
You got to get it done. Yeah.
Because you open your throat and you just, that you aren't chugging. You are literally.
Yeah. It's just inhaling.
Just.
Great word. Inhaling. Yes.
Pouring it down there.
Sure.
And it should be gone fast. And also, pro tip, if you're shotgunning beer, mm-hmm. you want warmer beer.
Yes.
You don't want ice cold.
The worst thing to do when shotgunning a beer is have it be cold.
Yeah.
Because the second it enters your throat, you're shocked.
That's right.
And
so
you can't
Redick's,
go as fast as you want.
Can you please go ahead and cut that? Because I feel like we need to have that as a drop.
Redick's was pretty weak. But Leonard proclaimed he's king of the bubble and he's accepting all challengers, and he shotguns a beer, a Coors Light.
Yeah.
They're in his Orlando bubble.
Well, and he's a Coors Light guy. He's always got the silver bullets going on.
And it's respectable.
Well,
like, he pounds that thing.
Sure. There's three gulps and it's gone. I mean, it is solid, but king. Oh, I,
well, he says he's challenged the league. Let's see if anybody can step up and beat him.
Where's LeBron?
And he's got his camo hat on. I love that, too.
I know. Can I just say that at this point in my life,
where's LeBron?
Under no circumstances will I shotgun a beer.
No, I'm so with you. No. I could never do it. You know, you always have those moments where it's like, oh crap, I gotta prove I'm a man and all that. All right, I could never do it that well.
I just don't.
Or chugging beer, it makes no sense.
No,
but people do it. You know, they're all high tea.
Yeah, it's beyond.
I was very good at funneling in college.
Oh, were you a funneler?
I bet you were, Mike.
For whatever reason,
we never had the funnel.
That just worked for me.
That was what the guys
shotgunning was difficult.
What was that MTV show Jersey Shore did? They did the funnel.
I just have never been like a drinking game sort of thing. It just
chug. So
no,
dumb.
No, thanks. I'm just gonna go ahead and drink. Again, I've said it before. I'll say it another 1,000 times. I don't need a game or an excuse to drink.
Well, anyway, Myers is doing great. He's flourishing. He's chugging beers. He even did the basketball one where you bounce the basketball and you have the Coors Light on top, and
you catch it.
And you catch the beer and then chug it.
What you can say
what
is
a pro.
Myers Leonard is living his best life, right? Like, if you ask him, like, where he was at in Portland when he was all depressed and everyone hated him here versus living in Miami, something tells me that Myers Leonard is exactly where he needs to be.
The other thing, too, it's all circumstance. Like, if he was in Miami first and he flamed out there and they hated him because they expected more of him and he just was frustrating or whatever, and he was growing and young.
Sure.
And then he comes to Portland, he'd probably be beloved here.
Probably.
You know?
Because
you know what he is.
Yeah, he's the sort of player that Portland would love. It's just...
We just had too high expectations, and he was frustrating as a player because...
Well, when he signed the $10 million deal and then, you know,
his thing was, he could be useful, and, you know, had the playoff run, he was a part of it. He just... His basketball IQ was nil.
Yeah.
You know,
he got lost a lot.
And it was just so maddening sometimes, but, you know, try hard.
Well, especially too, when you look like he enters the floor and you're like, oh my God. And
he could shoot. He started to develop a shot.
And then you'd see him, and a lot of times he kind of looked like a deer on skates and, you know, just.
Right.
But now he's the hammer. I love too that not only is he embracing just the newfound kind of fame, but he dubbed himself the hammer and started carrying around like a big Thor's hammer.
He's sort of leaning into the skid, you know, he came out of the funk, and I don't know. I'd like to see him back here.
You want him to come back?
I want him.
I don't
trade him Mello. They can have Mello.
I don't think he's coming back.
No, he's not, Jace. They gave
up. So what you're saying is that we didn't
breaking news, dude.
Him for what we had.
Well,
his personality.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew what he was as a player, but he's a good dude.
But to his credit, and this goes back to like every athlete right now that wants to build a brand, Myers Leonard is not a great NBA player. Myers Leonard will never be a great NBA player. Myers Leonard will never be a really good NBA player, but
he chugs beers.
He can make himself a ton of money and a post-game career around whether it be in...
Oh, he's going to become a Twitch streamer.
Sure, right? And simply because he's got a great personality.
Well, he plays video games for people to watch, so Twitch streamer.
You say that as if I should know that. That's what Twitch is?
Yeah, I mean...
Twitch was like where you hook up...
We've talked about it.
Get naked and hook up with people.
I think you mean Tinder.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. No, Twitch,
you see that?
Twitch is the gaming channel.
All right.
We've talked about this.
Don't yell at me.
Boy, Mike's like a disappointed son looking up to his
dad. The second it enters your throat, you're shocked.
That's right.
Yes.
I love the little "that's right" at the end. Yeah. It's a nice drop there.
Yes, you are.
Good quality find there, Big Sook. All right, guys. We're done.
Hundo P.
Why are you so quiet?
Who?
You.
Me?
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
This is a radio show.
Why am I quiet?
Yeah. Like, you stopped talking.
Really?
Yeah.
You did say we were done here, so thought we were.
I asked. I don't think we are.
It's also 6:01, and now Rob is doing the patented stall because he knows we need to break.
What? I would never do something like that.
Trying to get to break and appeal this mini orange I've got.
Smells good.
It is good.
The NBA return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.